And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem with a very great company and camels that bear spices and gold in abundance and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, and there was nothing hid from Solomon which he told her not. And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more question. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. I perceive to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. I had certain questions against him of their own superstition, and of one Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And because I doubted of such manner of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. Especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and stripes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain.